SBS Radio.
So, jetzt bin ich hier bei dem viel versprochenen Hörtest. Den können also auch junge Leute machen und ich habe Angst, jetzt schon wieder bei mir ausfällt. Aber hier sitze ich mit einer Expertin, die mich jetzt beraten wird. Und die ist...
My name is V. I'm the business manager from Active Audiology.
Die V wird mir gleich erklären, wie das genau gemessen wird und was das für meine Ohren bedeutet. Aber zunächst einmal, wer alles sollte einen Hörtest machen?
Look, we normally see older clients for their hearing tests, but anyone who's got a hearing concern should have their hearing tested. Once you have it tested, you could find out that it's easily reversible or there are solutions to it as well, which can involve hearing aids. But definitely have a test if you're concerned.
Das ist so interessant. Also, obwohl man schlecht hören kann, kann man noch was dagegen tun und braucht nicht gleich ein Hörgerät. Da frage ich gleich mal nach, wie man das denn umkehren kann.
I guess once we test your hearing, we can determine if your hearing is reversible or if it's permanent. If it's reversible, it might be because there's wax in there or it could be because you've had an infection. And normally seeing a GP for some antibiotics or getting rid of your wax can reverse it pretty easily. If it's not reversible, then it could be due to old age hearing loss. And that's where things like hearing aids can be of assistance.
Dann gibt es ja die ganzen jungen, verrückten Leute, die im Zug sitzen mit den megalauten Lautsprechern und den Kopfhörern. Macht man sich da wirklich die Ohren kaputt oder ist das so ein Gerücht, was die Oma mal erzählt?
Unfortunately, it does do damage. It's not an urban myth. Having long-term exposure to loud noises does actually erode the nerves in your ears. And those little fine hairs, which are the nerves that vibrate when you hear sounds, once they're destroyed, they're pretty much gone. So we always recommend having your iPods or your phones turned down to a medium level, as it can do permanent damage.
Ich habe selbst eine Oma gehabt, die sehr viel Ohrprobleme gehabt hat. Die hat sich immer gescheut, ein Hörgerät zu tragen. Sie fühlte sich so stigmatisiert in der Gesellschaft. Das ist 20 Jahre her. Heute ist es, glaube ich, nicht mehr so. Ich frage mal nach.
Firstly, I'd like to say that hearing aids can make you look old, but you look older if you're struggling to hear. So a good well-fitted hearing aids can change someone's life. They're no longer the size of bananas that sit behind ears. They can sit inside your ear and be almost invisible. If I'm looking at you at a conversation distance and you're wearing the top line hearing aids, I wouldn't even know you're wearing them. So they've come a long way in how they look, and they've come a long way in technology, how they feel and how they sound. As well.
Sie sind also viel kleiner geworden, als sie es früher waren, diese Hörgeräte. Nun stellt sich natürlich aber noch der Kostenpunkt. Das ist natürlich absolute Hochtechnologie, die da verwendet wird. Wie man das Ganze denn finanziert?
Great question. There's many ways of getting funding for your hearing aids. If you have a pension card, the government gives you free hearing services if you're eligible and also free government hearing aids as well. So if you've got a pension card, there's a lot of benefits there. If you don't, then there are things like your health insurance. Some policies can offer you rebates on your hearing aids as well. And some providers also can have payment plans as well. But definitely if you're a pension card holder, there's lots of rebates there to look into.
Okay, dann mache ich mich mal auf zum Test. Ich bin schon ganz gespannt.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, jetzt sitze ich also in dem Testzimmer. Ich habe gerade erfahren, wie das funktioniert und wie man das bezahlt. Dann sitze ich hier mit Chris, der hat zwei große Kopfhörer vor mir, sitzt an einem Laptop und er sagt, es ist ganz einfach zu machen. Ich habe ja noch nie einen Hörtest gemacht, bin ich mal gespannt. Kann er mir kurz erklären, wie das genau funktioniert?
Okay, so Oliver, what we'll do is we're going to place the headphones over your ears and you'll hear some sounds, some beeps. And what I would like you to do is just press a button, respond by pressing a button each time you hear the beep, even when it gets very soft and low. When you're sure it's there, just by pressing the button.
Dann werde ich das mal machen, wie bei der Musterung hier bei der Armee. Ich bin bereit. Ja, also ich habe viel Biepen und Fiepen gehört. Erst war das rechte Ohr dran, dann das linke Ohr. Und Chris hat gesagt, dass ich gerade so unter normal bin. Also es könnte besser sein, aber ich höre noch einigermaßen gut.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think your hearing is very good for your age. Hearing loss begins to occur typically from around the 40s, following the normal age-related deterioration, and then it progressively gets worse. Now, other factors can influence and cause a further deterioration, accelerate that loss, such as noise, illness, medications as well. But in your case, it's actually pretty good.
Und dann ist aber der Fall bei mir, dass ich auf dem rechten Ohr besser höre als auf dem linken Ohr. Ich frage mal, woran das liegen kann und was ich dagegen machen kann.
It's possible you mentioned about listening to loud music in the past and currently working with power tools, so some noise exposure. And it could be that it's the early signs, early onset of a noise-induced hearing loss. So just taking care when you're using power tools or listening to music. Power tools wear ear protection, earplugs or earmuffs. And listening to music, particularly with headphones, have it at a level that is comfortable. Generally, an indicator that you've caused some damage to your hearing is if you get the ringing in your ears. So if you've been to a loud live music venue, for example, and once you leave and you get home and it's quiet, you're trying to get to sleep and you're hearing a ringing in your ears, typically that means that some damage has occurred. Now, normally what happens is in 24 to 72 hours, that will disappear. So your ear will repair itself. But the problem becomes if you keep repeating keep exposing yourself to those environments, this repair process begins to break down and it becomes a permanent hearing loss.
Und dann geht's mir wie Beethoven. Aber Sie haben noch einen Tipp gehabt, und zwar zum Thema Kopfhörer, wenn man dann doch gern Musik hört.
Yeah, so if you're going to listen to music, and a lot of people do these days with iPods and iPhones and so forth, particularly in public places, the trains, trams, where there's a lot of background noise, often you increase the volume to hear the music above and beyond the environmental noise, the train that's rattling, for example. My suggestion would be to use noise-cancelling headphones because they would reduce the amount of background noise, what you're trying to fight against by turning the volume. So if you reduce the background noise, you won't have a need to increase the volume so high, therefore reducing the amount of harmful exposure to loud music.
Der Audiologe Chris Ivanidis, vielen Dank für Ihre Zeit.
Thank you very much.
sbs.com.au/German